Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2291, How to Develop Patience, 6 Tips to Help You Become More Patient in Life, Part 2 by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. I'm reading a continuation from yesterday, so I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you're new here or skipping around. That's episode 2290. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to Develop Patience, 6 Tips to Help You Become More Patient in Life, Part 2, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. Number 3, learn to reframe the situation. Laura didn't expect the lineup at the passport office to be this long. Judging by the sheer number of bored faces sitting in the waiting room, she could tell this was going to be a half day, if not all day, affair. Anyone in her situation would have said this: "This lineup is so long, it's going to take up so much time. I'm already so busy as it is. This is ridiculous." And that was exactly what popped into Laura's head at first. But then she quickly changed gears and thought this instead: "Why don't I use this time to catch up on some reading? It might be a good thing because I can't seem to find the time to read." What Laura did is a perfect example of reframing. Reframing is a technique that helps you look at a negative situation in a more positive light. And when you're able to view a not so great situation from a more positive angle, you'll accept it, even embrace it, with a more patient attitude. So start practicing reframing. It may feel unnatural at first, but when you do this technique enough, it becomes easier and easier to reframe a bad situation into a more positive one. Number 4, do these activities to increase patience. What if I told you could have fun while building your patience? There are a variety of engaging activities and games out there that can help improve your patience. Here are some ideas to get you started: cooking, baking bread especially, building a terrarium, Legos, knitting or crocheting, Sudoku, online escape games, painting, scrapbooking, gardening, and fishing. Number 5, practice delaying gratification. When you delay gratification, you're saying no to instant pleasure in order to achieve a long-term goal or gain an even better reward up ahead. When you resist the allure of instant gratification, not only are you exercising your patience muscles, you're giving your self-control a good workout as well. So, what are some ways you can practice delaying gratification in your daily life? Get a pack of your favorite snack and hold off on eating it until a special occasion, like finishing a big work project. Plan a vacation months or even a year ahead. And if you have a hobby you really enjoy, hold off on doing it until you've finished chores you don't like to do. And number 6, practice empathy. It was Jason's first week on the job as a customer service representative for a phone company. As he fumbled to look up the customer details while on his third call of the day, it was obvious that the call was derailing. "What are you doing? I've waited so long in the queue already. Why are you taking so long to look up my account?" the customer complained. Jason was feeling the heat. "I'm sorry, sir. Please bear with me just a bit longer. It's my first week on the job and I'm still learning the system." And just like that, there was a shift in the air. The customer's voice softened as he said, "Oh, in that case, take your time." By telling the customer that he was new to the job, Jason evoked empathy in his impatient customer. Everyone's been there, navigating a new environment, having to learn new things under pressure, and feeling like a fish out of water. In that moment, the customer could relate to how Jason was feeling, and that strong sense of, "I can understand what you're going through," helped break the customer's impatience circuit. Empathy helps us see things from someone else's point of view and understand where they're coming from. It not only makes us more tolerant, but also more compassionate towards others. The next time you start to feel impatient towards someone, like how the customer was feeling towards Jason, try to put yourself in their shoes. Maybe they're new and feeling overwhelmed. Maybe it's been a really tough day for them, or maybe they've just received some unsettling news and can't concentrate. Practice empathy and your patience will grow. You just listened to part two of the post titled How to Develop Patience, 6 Tips to Help You Become More Patient in Life by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Sabrina. There were actually some really interesting ideas in here of things to try to increase patience. Some of these I am into or was at some point, but the one that I kept thinking about that didn't come up, again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it is what it is. The idea I expected to hear about patience was meditation. That to me is the ultimate test of patience because you're doing something that's arguably incredibly boring. You're usually just sitting there and doing nothing. It doesn't get much more boring than that. Now, if you're doing a guided meditation or using an app, then yeah, that's different. But sitting and practicing meditation by yourself, yeah, that's a test in patience. So just another one to add to the list that has ancillary benefits. But in any case, all decent ideas. And I do think patience is something we could all work on because if we all had a bit more patience, I'm convinced we'd all be kinder in our day-to-day lives. So if any of the ideas sounded interesting to you, definitely try them out. Let me know how it goes. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.